Summary of Chapter 14. Jem and Scout walk into the town on Saturday and hear people criticizing them about being the Finch kids, and they tell Atticus about their trip to Calpurnia's church. Aunt Alexandra isn't happy that the kids going to Calpurnia's church. Atticus defends her and fusses with Aunt Alexandra for a bit. Jem and Scout get on a full-on brawl and then sent to bed by Atticus. Scout thinks she steps on a snake, but when Jem brooms it out, they find Dill hungry and dirty. They feed Dill and tell him how his mom and dad don't love him and how he escaped to Mako. And Atticus lets him spend the night. When Dill and Scout are drifting to sleep, they decide to get a baby and also question Boo Radley.
Okay. Chapter 14 questions. What did Scout and Jem see while walking in town?
They just saw farmers, people with a bearded man driving. Oh, it was like all
farmers.
The people on the picnic matches, right?
Farmers.
Okay, Tommy, you get it. Okay. How long did Scout and Jem give Atticus after supper to be alone?
Half an hour. 30
minutes
on the dot.
It was half an hour.
That's 30 minute game.
What was Jem reading while Scout came back from the washroom?
A football magazine.
A bunch of football magazines. It's that. I don't know what I was reading.
And then, but Eric.
You like Reese.
Why was their Aunt Alexandria so against them going to Calpurnia's church?
Because
she's racist.
Aunt Alexandra is just the worst.
She really is.
Yeah, no,
why did Scout want to run away again?
Because
she doesn't like her aunt being there.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like her aunt's views.
She doesn't like her aunt in general.
True. Pretty much.
Why was Scout so sure that Atticus wasn't worrying?
Because.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
Because she knows Atticus and like how he acts.
We react, I guess. Yes.
That's it.
Chapter 15. Dill got the okay from his parents to stay in Maycomb for the next week, and for the next week things were quiet. A group of men stood outside the Finch house, waiting and protesting the Tom Robinson case, but they got scared away by Jem yelling. The next Sunday, more men were at the lawn, talking to Atticus about Tom Robinson. And later that week, Atticus left town late at night, and Jem went to go look for him. Scout and Dill followed them, and they found him reading a newspaper outside the prison. Men pull up and try to get to Tom Robinson, but Scout bursts through the crowd, and Jem and Dill follow, making everyone halt. Scout starts making conversation with everyone, making things awkward until they all even go home.
Chapter 15, direct from the text. Who arrived under Scout's bed?
Dill. Charles Baker Harris.
And he was dirty and hungry.
Okay. What was Dill's plan to get Boo Radley out of his house?
To drop candy in the line to the
lemon
drops.
You know what? Lemon drops are candy, and that is a horrible plan.
Right.
Lemon drops are
gross. Oh, and lemon drops are good.
I don't even know.
Why did the men come to the Finch house?
Because they were protesting.
They don't like Tom Robinson.
They were against Atticus defending him.
They're protesting his existence.
Actually, no, they're against Atticus trying in his protest.
They're just against
what I said, Tom.
Why was their aunt Atticus fussing all the time?
Because they have different views.
Yeah, and the aunt is very controlling, and Atticus is trying to stand up for himself.
Yeah.
And his kids.
Yeah.
And Catherine.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
did Scout think and wonder if Mr. Hagtate was their friend?
Because
he was
stabbed.
Because he was brutal.
Because they all like.
What do you mean? Isn't this?
We're like ah, like that.
Is this for the wrong chapter? Is this?
Wait, can you repeat the question, please?
You're right.
Just go.
What was the question?
Repeat the question.
Why did Scout think and wonder Mr. Hagtate was?
That wasn't until the next.
Because he looked pretty angry.
Because he was.
Just go.
What do you mean?
We don't
that
know.
Doesn't happen until the next chapter.
Well, you read the next chapter, so go. Just go.
Because he was approached.
That's after the night when they like circle
no.
around him on the chair. That's only when they question it. Because he was gonna like stab. It's gonna hurt him. That's for sure.
Okay.
I don't know what I wrote there.
Can
so
I stop
so...
it here?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, just go when you're ready.
Chapter 16. Atticus, Scout, Jem, and Dill got home late at last night and tried to be quiet as possible and try not to wake up Aunt Alexandra. The next morning, everyone talks about the previous night, and Scout gets to try some coffee, pretty much just milk, though. Scout, Jem, Scout, and Dill head to see Tom Robinson in court, and they talk about mixed children. The white families head to the courthouse first. Jem, Scout, and Dill stay back a bit. The kids go in to get a seat, but Scout gets lost in the crowd and hears people talking about Atticus and what he's doing is wrong. By the time Jem and Dill find Scout, all the seats are taken and they would have to stand if Revenue's got Sykes offers them a place on the balcony. Go.
Chapter 16 questions. How many eggs did Jem eat?
Three. I knew that. I gave the answer first. You know
I
they didn't know it.
First.
Too
many.
We all know they didn't
know
it.
No,
I said it.
Dave said it first.
Yeah,
so.
But he's got to wait till.
Why was Scout questioning whether or not Mr. Cunningham was their friend?
Because he tried to hurt Atticus. That was me. That's me. Write that down.
Jesus.
My ears. They
bleed. What was Atticus's one request of Scout and Jem?
To not come
to court.
Court!
Yeah, to not go to the court.
But, yeah, but then they did.
They never met.
Well, I mean, I would have.
That was mine. I said that first.
Yeah.
I probably would not. To be fair, I know I would have.
Well, why did everyone not have an appetite that morning other than Jem?
Because it was the morning after Atticus almost
because he's always super hungry.
And they were
he's a teenager almost. He's always hungry.
Honestly, me too.
I never eat breakfast, so yeah.
I eat a bagel every day.
You gotta switch it up. If there's anything baked, I'll dip. But if there's not, I'll have an apple.
What did Atticus mean when he said Mr. Cunningham had his blind spot?
Because
he
didn't know.
It
means everybody has their
blind
spot.
Yeah, and he doesn't.
It means
he
doesn't
know everything.
And that he's just
everyone
has
their
flaws.
Just human.
See, it's very violent.
Chapter 17. The trial of Tom Robinson has begun. Jem, Scout, and Dill are watching from the balcony in the courthouse. Atticus, who is defending Tom Robinson, keeps asking the same question about which side Mayella Ewell was hit on. The answer was always on her right side. He's collecting firewood when he heard Mayella scream, and he ran towards the house to see Tom Robinson doing things through the window. He runs around the house to find Mayella on the ground and Tom Robinson gone. Atticus also repeatedly asked if Robert ever wanted to retrieve a doctor, but the answer was always no. Atticus then proves that Robert's dominant hand was his left, implying that it was possible that he is the real culprit.
Which side of the face of Mr. Hagtate?
Right side.
Left.
Right.
Left.
Right.
He said left.
Yeah, he said left.
And
he changed
it to right.
Because he was like, no, this is my left, this is her right, and right, and I stand by that. And he's, yeah. Grace,
what
you?
No,
I said first
and
left.
Kate, I'm sorry.
Grace. Don't sorry my name.
Okay. How was Mr. Ewell's face described when the clerk called his name?
What?
How did they describe Mr. Ewell's face?
He was surprised.
No,
wait,
what
did you say?
No, he was very, like,
was
calm.
Like,
was he?
Oh, no, he was kind of angry.
Oh, he got,
red.
Like,
he was really angry.
He was
red.
Scratched, right?
I don't know.
Oh, he was super
no,
red.
I don't know.
His face was angry.
Yeah.
He's very young.
He was super red.
He's a dirty boy.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, he tried to clean himself, didn't he? Isn't that a thing?
Wait.
No, he was dirty.
What color were the geraniums at the cabin?
Red!
Dude, I knew that one
they
too.
They were pure red, and they were clean after.
Yeah, because Mayella
did
them.
Why did Atticus ask Mr. Headcanon what he said multiple times?
To make sure
he
got the right answer.
Yeah, he contradicts him.
I feel like you guys are cheating because you're reading the
text. Pressure him.
You know what, Dylan?
You know what, Dylan?
I can't
You're
read.
Just jealous that you aren't sitting beside Grace.
Yeah,
right, you don't
want Grace here.
Okay. Why did the dryad ask Mr. Ewell the same questions?
Because to
affirm
it.
Because Mr. Ewell wasn't answering, he didn't want to talk to Atticus.
Yeah.
Because Atticus is the opposing lawyer trying to get him to admit to raping his own daughter.
And he kept saying it in a really crude way, and he wanted to say it better. In crisp English, I think.
Because Judge Taylor is not about that. He's like, nuh-uh, you ain't gonna disrespect
not
her.
Not today,
he also eats a whole cigar.
Gabe, I'm done. Not all the time.
Chapter 18. Mayella was called as a witness to tell her side of the story. Atticus asked her a bunch of questions, and she kept taking offense to them as she wasn't used to being talked to like that. Her story slightly changed over time, but went like this. Her dad asked her to chop up the chiffer rope. That's how you say it. But she was tired and offered a nickel to Tom Robinson to do it for her. Tom Robinson agreed, but assaulted her instead. Atticus then makes Tom Robinson stand up to reveal that he's actually crippled. His left arm shriveled up and small. Atticus keeps pressuring to reveal the truth if Tom or the dad committed the crime until she breaks down in tears. The judge declares a 10-minute break for people to get up and stretch, but almost no one moved from where they were.
Chapter 18. What was Mayella's middle name?
Violet. No, I said it already.
Who did Mayella say she was scared of?
Atticus.
She was scared of Atticus.
That was literally
insane. Can I answer a question, guys?
How old did Mayella say she was?
19 and a
half! We all said that at once.
You said 19. She said 19 and a half.
I'm giving that to everyone.
I thought that was not.
That was everyone.
Oh, I said it first. No, you said 19. We were like 19 and a half.
I'd say Dylan slash everyone because he gave me 19, but y'all give me the complete answer. Okay, so okay. When did Scout become saying Mayella became what she was?
Because she sucks.
Wait.
I don't think I understand the question.
Yeah,
I don't understand the question.
So Mayella sat down in the chair, and when she turned to actually face them, she explained why Mayella became what she was.
She's a scared baby cat, and she's just crying
because of her like upbringing and all.
Because of everything that happened in her life.
She was like so lonely when she was
because
lonely.
Her dad was like a junk.
And
her
she was
mom
lonely,
died, and she left to raise seven kids.
Yeah, and she was
I mean,
lonely,
I think that
mean a dump.
I think
fuck raise seven kids in a dump.
I mean, I think that
and
also
is an alcoholic.
I think that could also count as she sucks.
No, I said her mom died. And then
why was Mayella having such a hard time talking about what happened?
Because she's a baby and she was
because
crying.
She knows
she's
that
crying.
It wasn't Tom Robinson
yeah.
that did
yeah.
it.
Was also,
she knows that it's
she's
her dad.
And thinking about her
and
again
she, but she
makes her
want
sad.
Her dad to beat her
she's crying.
Yeah.
Okay,
basically, she's just crying.
Okay.
Chapter 19. Tom Robinson was now up as a witness to tell his side of the story. From his point of view, this is what happened. He was asked many times by Mayella to work for her, and he was happy to do it for free. One day, he was asked to come inside to reach a box off a shelf. When he jumps on her, she hugged her and kissed and blocked his exit. Robert Ewell saw them and threatened her, and he ran out of the house not looking back. When being asked a question, he said, "I felt sorry for her," and kind of messed up and realizing he shouldn't have said that. Dale suddenly broke into tears because he didn't like how Tom Robinson was being spoken to. So he and Scout left.
Go. Why did Tom get jail time about the guy he got into a fight with?
Because
he got into
black.
A fight. Because
he's black and they're racist.
Oh no, he got.
Oh.
Because
the
guy was rich and he built himself a house.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to raise like three kids and has a wife.
Are you reading ahead, Eric?
And have arm.
No. Are you already answering?
Why did
no,
Tom
she
go back to see Mayella?
Because
she was lonely.
Yeah.
He could tell she was lonely.
And he felt bad.
He felt bad because she doesn't have any help because the little kids
how
don't help as
well. Describe Mayella?
Very lonely.
She was like, you could tell she worked hard.
Yeah, and she like tried to
she was a hard worker.
She like, it says she like tried to keep herself clean too.
What did Tom have to touch the, why did Tom have to touch the Bible for touching?
Because it
because
scores them into telling
also,
the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
But he also couldn't do it because he has a messed up arm.
He tried his best.
He tried his
yeah.
best.
With a T-Rex arm.
Bless his heart.
What's
a T-Rex arm? It's just he couldn't, like,
he's
move
crippled.
It.
Why did
shorts?
Tom want to help me out?
Because
he was lonely. Nobody else helped.
He
was lonely.
Because
she was.
No, I said she was. Your mom said
he
doesn't
help.
And you feel bad for
and
him.
Don't.
I heard.
Okay, everyone restate their answers. That was too much.
Because I have a break and nobody else helps her.
That's my answer.
I said it.
I said it.
No.
Because she feels bad because she asked for
help
and the little kids don't help her.
More simple.
Don't you dare Aaron that one. I said it.
That's my answer.
It's Gumdrop said all of Synonymous is only request.
Because they're curious.
They
want
yeah,
to they
curious
children.
And
they're disobedient also. Better
yeah,
give that point to me.
They were interested in the case and think they could handle it.
Yeah.
And they've already been
they
involved
mature.
In it so much that they wanted to see how it ended.
Oh, good one.
That was good.
Because they like, were at the
jumping,
they
stuff.
Were like at all the stuff.
Bro, why was everybody so interested in the case?
Oh, because
wait,
it was
why didn't
a, because it was a black man getting accused of raping a
yeah.
woman.
And Atticus
child.
Was defending him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. also.
That's and
right.
the best lawyer
it was
in
town probably
was
like
defending.
It was probably like one of the first times
wait,
the lawyer actually tried to.
It was a black man
yeah.
accused of raping a white woman, and the best lawyer in town was representing him.
And it was probably one of the first times
yeah,
the lawyer
I
actually
that's
tried
also
to
what
defend.
I said first.
What, my thing?
No, wait.
Oh. Was my thing? No.
Because Atticus was defending.
Kind of.
Okay, my chapter 14 symbol. The quote is having been bound in chains. And the explanation is Scout feels controlled by her aunt Alexandra, and she can't do things that she used to because her aunt is always stopping it. In this chapter, Scout asks Atticus if she can go to Cal's house. Her aunt quickly answers, saying no. Atticus then tries to say yes and stand up to his sister, but she is very controlling of everything going on in this house. This is symbolic of how the chain is symbolic of how being chained down is symbolic of how Scout feels right now because she is being controlled by everyone when she feels she should only be told what to do by Atticus. In chapter 15, my symbol is a light bulb, and the quote is, we saw a solitary light burning in the distance. I chose the sole light in the town square. It represents Atticus being the only one willing to fight the Tom Robinson case. It is symbolic of how Atticus is the only person willing to represent Tom when the whole town is against it. Atticus is the sole light burning for Tom Robinson. In this chapter, Atticus goes and sits in front of the jail and hangs one light. Many people show up who are against him fighting the case. Atticus stays strong and stands up for Tom. He is being the light at the end of the tunnel for Tom, or the sole light that Tom can see, as Atticus is the only person willing to fight this case for him. My chapter 16 symbol is the blank sat quietly in the sun. The African-American people sitting in the sun quietly outside the courthouse represents and symbolizes how they feel. In Macomb, they feel they can't get in the way of white people, so they sit in the sun where no one else wants to. They also feel like they don't have a voice in the trial, so they sit quietly while everything around them is noisy. They feel almost controlled in Macomb, and especially at this trial, because one of their own is on trial. I chose this because I believe that how they were acting at the courthouse is symbolic of how they feel they are treated in Macomb. My chapter 17 symbol, the quote is, Jem was counting his chickens. The explanation is, at the end of the chapter, Scout says that Jem was counting his chickens when he said that they had Mr. Evil as the one who raped his daughter. The chicken symbolizes his hopes for his dad to win the case. Scout thinks that anyone could have done it, and she believes that Mr. Evil might not have done it. She thinks that Jem saying that they have him is just wanting their dad to win the case so they don't have to live with the embarrassment. I chose the symbol because it shows how hopeful Jem is that his dad has cracked the case. It also shows how much faith Jem has in his dad. My chapter 18 symbol is, the quote is, he took a cigar from his vest pocket. The explanation is, the symbol I've chosen for this chapter is the cigar that Judge Taylor pulled out of his pocket at the end of the chapter. Earlier in the book, we learn that he allows smoking in his courthouse, but doesn't indulge himself unless a trial has been tough. Him pulling out the cigar symbolizes how hard and long this trial is. It connects to the chapter because so far the case has been confusing as witnesses have been unclear and complicated. I chose the symbol because it represents the case as a whole. My chapter 19 symbol. The quote is, he guided his arm to the Bible. The explanation. I chose the Bible as my symbol for this chapter. The Bible is what people put their hand on when they are swearing to say nothing but the truth on the witness stand. It is a symbol of the truth and honesty. It connects to the chapter because in the chapter the court is trying to figure out who is telling the truth and who isn't telling the truth from what happened on November 21st. The Bible is used to make them tell the truth or else they might feel guilty. I chose a symbol because it represents how people need to tell the truth when they're on the witness stand. It's a symbol of truth and honesty.
Okay, so my first modern issue was an article called Understanding the Crime of Rape. The summary of the event was, rape is a very common crime against women, and parts of their life are shaped by the fear of being raped. The five most important points are, in many ways, women's lives are shaped by the threat of rape, such as walking alone at night. Rape is a very common crime. In India, it's the fourth most common, and a woman is raped every 15 minutes on average, which you think might not apply to you, but the point is it's common.
Actually, that's messed up.
That's what's in here. Whack. There are many different types of rape, 9 very common ones. Many things classify rape as rape, such as not having consent, obtaining consent by placing her or someone close to her in danger, or if they're under 16. And women should learn how to defend themselves and should carry objects such as pepper spray and a cell phone to help identify culprits and call for help. This connects to the novel because Tom Robinson was accused of raping Mayella Ewell. And then rape has quite a large role in the events of To Kill a Mockingbird. When Skip and Jim try to walk down the street, they can hear rumors of how people say they're rapists due to their family history, despite the fact that they're so young. And a larger connection, rape is also the crime that Tom Robinson gets accused of and leads Atticus to try and defend him. This leads to many things, such as Tom Robinson's arrest, the attempted assault on Atticus, and the many times Atticus is insulted by neighbors or family, which causes both Scout and Jem to lash out. The second article I did was European Football Marred by Racism. The main purpose of sports is to unite, but football, especially in Europe, has been tainted by racism. The five most important points are, the world of football and sports in general is being polluted by racial issues. This is not a new thing, it's been happening for quite some time, but it's getting progressively worse once again. Rival fans attack players based on many factors, such as their religion and skin tone, not just on the field, but non-stop on social media. Even rival players make their opponents endure racism. Uruguayan striker Luis Suarez called Manchester United defender Patrice Evra a rude word, which led to an 8-match ban. European football stars started a 24-hour boycott on social media trying to prevent these issues. This connects to the novel because black people in Kill a Mockingbird are constantly discriminated against. Racism is a huge issue throughout the entire novel. This can be most prominently seen in the Tom Robinson case, who is a black man accused by Bob Ewell, a white man, of a horrendous crime that he didn't commit. Although the town knew about the Ewell family, they still believed him simply because the person he was accusing was black. The connection between the article and the novel goes deeper, as the boycott on social media is similar to Atticus defending Tom Robinson, an attempt to help when it seems like nobody else is trying. The last article I used is called The Fraternity Problem, and the summary of the event is plenty of bad and or illegal things are happening in fraternities, such as sexual assault, racism, alcoholism, and hazing. The five most important points are, strings of ugly incidents are reinforcing the idea that fraternities are just entitled white men doing bad things. Deaths in fraternities caused by hazing can be traced back to the 1870s. Acts such as these, as well as misogyny, racism, and homophobia, have often been caused by alcohol and the abuse of it in fraternities. Fraternities are now progressing, as hazing is illegal mostly everywhere, and many members are required to take a course on alcohol and sexual assault. These things are not only problems for fraternities, but also sororities and almost everywhere else in the world. The connection to alcohol is through the alcoholism, the sexual assault, and the racism. These issues in fraternities are connected to the novel through three different through three of the different issues, alcohol abuse, sexual assault, and racism. In this section, we learn more about the Ewalds' home life and how, despite the little amounts of money they have, Bob Ewald still drinks as he goes down to the swamp for a long time and comes back acting drunk. When he's drunk, he may abuse his children, as it may have actually been Bob who had given Mail the bruises, despite their conviction that it was Tom Robinson. Sexual assault also relates to the novel, as Bob and Mayella both claim that Tom had raped the latter. Not only that, but the black residents of Maycomb are basically exiled. They live away from the white folks in a poor area, and they also have to go to a different church, which connects the racism from the fraternities to the novel.
All right. Character analysis by Dylan, day 3. All right, character, Dill. Traits, 3. Determined, he walked 10 or 11 of the 14 miles. Scared, Mr. Finch, please don't tell Aunt Rachel. Don't make me go back. Please, sir, I'll run off again. And generous, can I carry your chair, Mr. Finch? All right.
Hey, wait, no, we have to talk about, like, why each one was either introduced or how they changed.
All right, how Dill changed.
I don't feel like he has.
He's become a bit more polite.
Yeah, he's still, like, sarcastic.
Like,
though,
he's just, like, growing
like,
up.
He's more nice.
Going through
he
a
also just
kind of
like broke into their house and went in.
He's
the
also
maybe
going
not so
through a lot of ish.
Like, yeah, but what would you do if the only person you would know other than like
you
mom,
see, I
that you think everyone hates you?
I wouldn't break into their house and lay under their bed.
Yeah, true. But like, that was a little extreme, but like, feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
For that reason.
All right. Shh. All right, Atticus. He's level-headed. Link, that boy might be going to the chair, but he ain't going until the truth is told. Atticus's voice was even. Stubborn. You've got everything to lose from this, Atticus. I mean everything. And brave. You can turn around and go home, Walter. All right. Has Atticus changed or developed?
I don't think he has.
No, he's kind of been the same.
Always
he's
been,
always
like,
been,
like,
mature
like,
and respectful and, like, educated.
That's what
yeah.
That's
All right. Jem is he's wiser. I'm scared for Atticus. Someone might hurt him. Stubborn. I ain't going home. And then unforgiving. Don't call that a blind spot. And how do you think Jem has changed?
Because
he's changed.
As he's getting older, he's become more wiser. He's no more things now. He's developed a mind of his own.
Except he's still like... rude.
Yeah, he's still rude, but he's still wiser now.
It's like, oh, Skeletor, you're stupid. You don't understand
At
this.
Least he knows he's rude.
Yeah.
Alright. Skeletor is naive. I broke away from Jem and ran as fast as I could to Atticus. Violent. I kicked a man swiftly. And then observant. I was beginning to notice a subtle change in Atticus. Alright, how do you think Skeletor has changed her development?
I feel like she's becoming more like...
She's learned how to...
She's like learning more about the world and how it sucks.
She's grown up.
Yeah.
A little being's grown up.
Alright.
They grow up.
They do.
Alright, Mr. Cunningham. Racist. You know what we want, Mr. Finch? He's a little bit like timid when he gets called out by a child. The big man blinked and... hooked his thumbs in his overall, and he was kind of like soft-hearted. So he's like, I'll tell him you said hey, little lady. All right, now, he got introduced recently, I believe. I believe we didn't know about him
yeah.
before. So why do you think that he was introduced?
He was introduced to show off the, like...
To show that, like, people scout know, like, their parents are there.
Yeah, to like, show off the different, like, parts of Maycomb. How it was, like, the racist.
Also, yeah.
He's also developed because he now has more perspective.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You two, Gabe and Donnie, get bonus marks because
Yay.
Aaron and Grace weren't answering. And I also get bonus marks, by the way.